This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Did I mention it's Friday? I'm going to mention it again. It's Friday. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. And you would never know it, but my buddy Jeremy is a little bit under the weather. No, you know why you don't know it? Because Germ, as per usual, is, rising to the occasion. He's absolutely, positively rising to the occasion. Jeremy, I appreciate that. I always do. You do a great, great job. Now, before we get to some of the amazing audio that Jeremy has pulled together for us, I want to remind you that John McGuire is going to be with us just about a half hour from now. John is a member of the Virginia State Senate and is now, once again, officially the Republican nominee for Congress here in the 5th District. Bob Good has had the seat for 4 years, and he lost. And he didn't like the fact that he lost, and he just like threw a collection of temper tantrums. But bottom line is this: the numbers are in. John McGuire won, and we all now need to put on our big boy pants and act professionally and work to make America great again. Seriously, we got to save a country. I mean, other than that, we don't really have a lot to do, but saving the country is one of those little things. I want to tell you quickly, because I promised you that I would tell you about this great guest that Billy Kane has coming out to his church. You know, Billy is, during the day, at A-plus Roofing, A-plus Windows, but Billy is also a pastor. He's a brilliant guy. And he is a pastor out at Fork Baptist Church. It is in Bumpus, and I'm looking at the map. It's about 20 minutes for me, so I'm hoping I can get there. He has somebody coming to speak. The guy's name is Dr. Sony, and Dr. Sony is from India. And he just has such an amazing story. The man was tortured. He was stoned and left for dead a number of times. Because when he was in the United States studying at medical school, he stayed in a hotel one night, and he took out one of those Gideon's Bibles. You know what I mean, right? A hotel room. I think hotel rooms still have those. I mean, I'm sure somebody's offended by it somewhere, but I do believe that they still do that. And anyway, he picked one out, and he said, well, this is for me. And that's what he's done. He's planted, according to Billy, hundreds, if not thousands, of churches in India. His family disowned him. And again, there's this torture element because he became a Christian. He gave up being a Hindu and became a Christian. Well, I think it's a fascinating story. And it's Sunday that's going to happen. And I said to Billy, I'm going to try and get out there because I would like to hear more from him. And you don't have to agree. I mean, that's the beautiful thing, I think. A lot of people that come to different points in their life and say, well, I'm interested to know about what your journey was, because I wound up over here instead of over there. But, you know, how'd you get where you were going? So I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to share that with you. Now, we have a huge amount of audio I must share with you. As you know, 16 days from today, I leave for Israel. I have never been to Israel. I am the one in the family, aside from Julia, that has not been to Israel. My mom went, gosh, I guess back in the 50s. I know that because I came across her old passport and some old Israeli money that she had a number of years ago. But she went. My dad had been there at some point. I don't remember exactly when. Heidi is gone. Harry is gone. Joe has gone. And it's my chance to go. And I'm going on the classic mission trip. We just had a briefing yesterday talking about what we're going to be doing. So, you know, we're not hanging out at fancy restaurants or going to bars or working on our suntans on the beach. We are going to the communities right around Gaza. We are going to the location of that Nova Music Festival. We're going to be interacting with a number of charitable groups on the ground in Israel. We're going to be meeting with the families who had family members slaughtered on October the 7th. We're going to be meeting with family members who have families, rather, that have family members who are currently being held hostage by Hamas. That's what we're going to be doing. It's very, very important work, and I find it fascinating that our legacy news media hacks are so far in the tank for Hamas. But I want to give you a little clip. Here's CBS. They are upset that Israel is defending themselves. Cut number one.
Amid calls for revenge, thousands turned out to mourn the assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Leading the prayers, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has vowed a harsh punishment in response. Hamas says an Israeli strike is to blame, but the New York Times reports a bomb was smuggled into this house 2 months before the assassination. Israel has not claimed responsibility, even though just a few hours before Haniyeh was killed, it freely admitted to taking out a Hezbollah commander, Fuad Shakur, who was buried in Beirut today. Speaking via video link because he's in hiding, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah promised to avenge Shakur's death, saying Israel should expect rage and revenge on all fronts. Instead, Israel claimed another win today. The military announced it had killed senior Hamas leader Mohammed Deif over 2 weeks ago in Gaza.
Good! Well, tell me which part of what Israel did that you are so upset about. I mean, honest to goodness, it just sounds to me like they're getting the job done. They're doing what needs to be done. They're killing the bad guys, and news people are upset about that. It's insane. Kamala Harris uses accents. I mean, she's a phony through and through. It's almost like Hillary Clinton. Remember Hillary Clinton came out? I forget where the heck it was. She came out with that jar, or the bottle, rather, of hot sauce. And it's just a pandering nonsense. Take a listen to cut number three, because this is Kamala Harris.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will.
Uh-huh. Where did you get that accent? Well, no, the reason I ask is that you grew up in Montreal and in Palo Alto, California. And I have spent time in each of those locales. And I can tell you right now, nobody sounds like that. Cut number two, Senator J.D. Vance.
The former president's comments yesterday to the National Association of Black Journalists, where he said that Vice President Harris is, quote, all of a sudden black. As a father of three biracial children, did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open border policies. She's saying that she wants to support the police, yet she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
Spot on. Absolutely. Anybody else looking at Indeed or LinkedIn trying to see if the Democrat Party is hiring dialect coaches, accent coaches? You know, somebody's got that gig, right? Somebody does. Somebody is saying to Kamala Harris, all right, come over here. Where are you going to? You're going to Atlanta. All right, let's do a Southern accent. And then you somebody should say, you know, Atlanta is comprised mostly of people not from the South at this point. Charlotte, North Carolina is another place. You know, we lived in Charlotte for a couple of years. Loved Charlotte, by the way. Charlotte's a really cool place. But it's comprised of people from places other than North Carolina. So people who sound like they're pretending to use a Southern accent like Kamala Harris right there, they stand out. She'd be much better served in a Charlotte or in Atlanta just sounding like she does. Just be who you are. Now, I know who you are is not exactly inspiring because we have heard you unscripted, but boy, you just maybe should try to be who you are. Oh, by the way, Kamala, can I ask you this? Why did you guys, you and Joe Biden, why did your administration cut a deal with the mastermind of the September 11th murders? September the 11th, 2001, 3,000 innocent people slaughtered. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the guy who was responsible for organizing all of that. He's been a guest of the federal government at Guantanamo Bay for the last 20 years. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, that team has now cut a deal to make sure that he and two other terrorist leaders never, ever pay the ultimate price. And the media? Well, take a listen to cut number four.
I'm the accused mastermind of the 9/11 terror attack, and two co-defendants have reached a plea deal. Authorities say they will now plead guilty to multiple charges, including the murder of 2,976 people, reportedly to be spared the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind, and the two alleged co-conspirators have been held at Guantanamo Bay for years now.
The third defendant, Waleed bin Attash, was a former bodyguard for Osama bin Laden and is suspected by the FBI of planning the attack on the USS Cole in 2000 that killed 17 American sailors. Ashley Bisman was just 16 when she lost her father, Jeff Goldflam, on 9/11. She says the expected plea deal does not seem like justice.
The saying with 9/11 is never forget, and unfortunately, the victims were forgotten today.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is denouncing the plea deal as a slap in the face to the 9/11 families.
The deal, approved by the top military official overseeing the war court at Guantanamo Bay, comes after years of negotiations. U.S. authorities allege that Mohammed came up with the idea to use planes as weapons, helping Osama bin Laden plan the hijackings, trainings, and targets. Captured in 2003, Mohammed was subjected to 183 rounds of waterboarding and other forms of torture while in CIA custody before arriving at Guantanamo in 2006. Those torture tactics causing more than a decade of delays in his military trial, with proceedings focused on whether the torture contaminated the evidence. Last fall, President Biden rejecting a set of demands that had formed the basis of plea negotiations. Now, the White House says the president played no role in this deal, reached instead by those military prosecutors. Biden now directing his aides to consult with Pentagon lawyers about it.
Wow. Wow. That tiny little piece. Was it the daughter of one of the folks? In the middle of that. Says, we're the ones who have been forgotten. You notice what the reporters and the newsreaders did there? Just drove right by it. Didn't even slow down to give any time to that sort of concern. They just don't seem to care. Absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. All right, John McGuire, currently a state senator. Fingers crossed, hopefully, after this election coming up, is going to be a member of Congress for the 5th Congressional District. He will move from being my state senator to being my congressman, and I will be very happy with that. John's going to join us at 5:33. The counting is done. He is the Republican nominee, and that's actually a pretty good thing. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, man, is it Friday in every sense of the word. John McGuire is going to be along in a couple of moments. He has once again secured the Republican nomination to run for Congress. Who is his opponent? Gloria Witt. What do you need to know about Gloria? She's pro-abortion and anti-gun. And there you have it. All right, let me move on to a few. No, seriously, those are like the two big issues that she's all about. Pro-abortion, anti-gun. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Schmuck Schumer has embarrassed himself, beclowned himself yet again. And Donald Trump has called him out on this. Take a listen to cut number five.
That's where we're heading. We're heading to World War III, and you see it. I will restore peace through strength. Over and over again, our enemies have watched Biden and Harris signal a lack of will, total weakness to do what's necessary to protect American people and stand up for our allies. A week ago, the prime minister of our closest Middle Eastern ally, Israel, came to address Congress. You saw that. Instead of sending a clear signal that the United States will never abandon an ally, a very important one, Kamala chose to politicize the moment, to grandstand, making a show of refusing to attend. You know where she was? She went to a sorority party. Can you believe it? Even though it was her duty as president of the Senate to be there, it was her duty to be there. Her Democrat allies fell in line. Chuck Schumer refused to shake the Israeli prime minister's hand. Chuck Schumer has become a Palestinian. Yes, has. Can you believe it? He's become a proud member of Hamas.
It sure feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. It really does feel that way. Kamala Harris standing with Hamas and Hezbollah instead of Israel. Now, I don't think that you have to agree with me on everything. I don't think you have to agree with anyone 100% of the time. That's what we learn when we're married. Nobody agrees 100% of the time, but there are some basics. There are some fundamentals that you find common ground on. And it seems to me, in terms of international relations, you should stand with the one democracy in the Middle East as opposed to the murderous thugs of Hamas and Hezbollah. I don't know why that's a difficult thing. I'm really, really interested. When I get to Israel, 16 days from now, I'm leaving for Israel. I want to talk to the Israelis. I'm not going to be all about politics, but I do want them to tell me how they feel when they see Kamala Harris standing with Hamas instead of Israel. I want them to tell me how they feel as they see Chuck Schumer standing with terrorists instead of Israel. I just, for the life of me, I don't quite understand it. Oh, yes, you can help. Somebody just sent me a Facebook message, so let me mention this very, very quickly. Because this is a mission trip, and people said, Jeff, people love to be part of mission trips, so I set up this thing called Give, Send, Go. If you do, you know, if you want to do it, I put it up on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook. That's great. And if you don't, also very cool. But I did want to give you that opportunity because so many people have said, oh, well, everybody does that because everybody wants to help out. So you can go to the Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook and you can see it there. John McGuire joins us in just a moment. Future Congressman John McGuire, I sure hope. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Five 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. You know, on Fridays, I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. Sometimes it's a shirt, sometimes it's my pants, a pair of socks. Today, in addition to just red shorts that you can't see, but you got to trust me on this one, I've got a red bracelet from my pal Emily Morrissey at emilysbracelets.com. I always have one available. Why? Because sometimes the laundry fairy in our house doesn't cooperate, and I don't get something red to wear on Friday, so I can always go, and Emily is always a lifesaver because she's, you know, she's a sweetheart and makes Central Virginia a better place. That's all. I just like Emily. Can I tell you? I also like John McGuire, and I've liked John McGuire for a long time. I think John McGuire is just the absolute salt of the earth, one of the most decent human beings that I have ever met, one of the... The men for whom I have the most admiration in terms of his personal faith, his commitment to service, beautiful family, and his willingness to serve. You know, not everybody serves. And I'm very happy to say that we're coming through this congressional primary now. It's official, but I wanted to bring John on to just get that all out of the way. And then we can start talking about what's going to happen as we get closer to the general election. John, welcome, my friend. Did I say too many nice things about John? Now he doesn't want to talk? Uh-oh. All right, Germ, do me a favor. See if we can redial John there and get him on. I think I may have embarrassed him. Perhaps I just said far too many nice things about, yep, he dropped. All right, well, we'll get him back, right? We will. Okay, yes. No, not to worry. We will get him back. I did look up who his opponent is in the general election, and I'm just going to share it with you, because I, honest to goodness, I wasn't really sure. Her name is Gloria Witt, and here are the two things that I know about her, and I think it's all that most of us are going to need to know. She is pro-abortion, and she is anti-gun. Well, those are two of my very, very big issues, and she is wrong on each of those issues, as far as I am concerned, and so it just makes...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.com.
Makes it that much easier for me to vote for John McGuire. Let's see if we can get him back on. I did want to spend... Oh, there we go, John.
Hey, I'm here, Jeff. Can you hear me?
I can. I thought perhaps I had said too many nice things about you, and you thought, nah, he's talking about somebody else.
No, it's great to be on your show, Jeff. And, you know, I heard you talking earlier about visiting the kibbutz in Israel in a couple of weeks. And that sounds like an amazing trip. That's exciting.
Yeah, I am. I'm called to do it, my friend, and I've been asked to be part of this group from Richmond. And I may not, you know, it's not a vacation, but I am very excited about doing it. I'm also very excited that this primary election is now over, right?
Yes, my wife and I were in the courtroom last night when the judge said it's over. It's certified. John McGuire has more votes, and he is the official Virginia Republican nominee for the 5th Congressional District. So, you know, it did change what we already knew on June 18th,
right.
But now it's completely official in every way. So now we got to, you know, come together, unite, and get Trump back in the White House.
Absolutely, and that is the important thing. I mean, this obviously went longer than I think it needed to, but all of that being said, if we're going to save this country, John, we've got to make sure that President Trump is back in the White House, and he's got a team of people in the House and Senate he can work with.
That's right. We have a country to save, and, you know, we've got to get a majority in the U.S. Senate. We've got to get Hung Cao across the finish line.
Yep.
We've got to grow our majority in the House, and we've got to put our petty differences aside. It's not about John McGuire. It's not about the 5th Congressional District. It's about our country. It's about our future generations. And so, you know, I've got a lot of energy. I know how to build a team. I know how to bring people together. And that's what we're all focused on November, getting everyone across the finish line.
Well, John, I've looked at the nominee for the Democrats, and she is such a far-left-wing extremist. And you know, you're talking about someone who is pro-abortion and anti-gun. She's leading with that, and I got to think that's just not a good fit for the 5th.
Well,
No, it's not. It's a very conservative district. You know, in the state Senate, in the House of Delegates, in the General Assembly, you may know that this year I got, I guess about a week or so ago, I got the highest award for conservatism again. I got the Champion of Limited Government Award. I think, well, I know, only five members of the General Assembly got that award again.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a very conservative district, and we are, you know, it's a very pro-life, pro-gun Christian conservative district, and, it, and I think I'm going to be a good fit for that district.
Well, I know you're going to be a good fit for that district, and, I mean, what can I tell you? I've got my John McGuire sign out. You know, I've got it out there, and I may need another one just to make sure that everybody knows what we've got to do. What do people need to do to get on board and support you? Because the 5th District is a big district. Yes, it leans conservative, and yes, you would think that... I mean, nothing is given. Nothing is a cakewalk. Things change. I want to make sure that you are victorious in a major way. How do they get teamed up with the McGuire for Congress campaign?
Well, the first thing is all of us need your prayers. We need your prayers, number one. Obviously, we'd love to have your vote. We need your vote. So I'm asking everyone listening for your vote. But we have a website. It's McGuireVA.com. So that's McGuireVA, like VictorAlpha.com.
Okay.
And you can sign up to be a volunteer. You can get information. And our team is growing. And I was going to tell you, I have a truckload of a genuine Trump yard signs. And I think you want one for your yard, so I'll have to bring one over and put it next to the John McGuire sign.
Yeah. You know where I am. A knock on the door. We got coffee on. You know, don't be a stranger. Well. You're always welcome here. Yeah, I absolutely need. Well, you know, it's a big yard. If you could, we could put up two for sure, and make people see that. John, I'm so happy. I have to think that Tracy is thrilled that this is over. But is Tracy excited about the possibility of now being a lovely woman married to a congressman? There's a lot of work that comes with that.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, I couldn't do this without her. I mean, she's my best friend, and she's just a great sounding board, and she works just as hard as I do. And it's definitely a team effort. But, yeah, she's really excited about it. You know, they told us we had a very slim chance of winning this race a year ago.
Yep.
But I've never had more people in the district asking to do something than this race.
Yep.
Almost every day last year they would say, look, I know you're going for state senate, but we need you to do this.
Right.
And I finally decided to answer the call after hearing the behavior and things that were going on. So,
right.
You know, we put it in God's hands, and we were, you know, respectful, and we worked hard, and thank God we got the win. So now we got a win in November.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, John, one more time, give everybody that website if they need McGuire signs, Trump signs, they want to volunteer to go knock on doors or make phone calls, because that's how you win a race. How do they get signed up? Give us that website again, please.
Sure, and before I give you that website, there's something called Trump Force 47 training going on.
Okay.
I'll email, if you want to know how to be on the Trump team and get trained.
Yeah.
You can email me for that. But my email is John, J-O-H-N, at McGuireVA.com. That's McGuireVA.com.
Okay. All right. So that's what people should do for that Trump 47 training. And the website, the general website, one more time?
McGuireVA.com.
Okay.
That's McGuireVA.com.
I love it. John, number one, congratulations. Number two, thank you for joining the program today. And number three, can't wait to see you in the not-too-distant future. And let's all get on board and make America great again, brother.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. That is John McGuire. Fingers crossed, prayers up that after this election in November, he's a member of Congress. And we'll have a majority in the House and the Senate and Donald Trump back in the White House so that we can save a country. That's where we are right now. I know people sometimes lose sight of that. And there are those, oh, Jeff, that's too big. Oh, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. I'd love to tell you we'd be fine. But I see all these pieces of evidence from the left that say we won't be fine if this goes in the opposite direction. It is 5:44, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self-high. high five.
Bam! Oh, baby. It's like taking that old-time card and clock it out, right? Come on. We have made it to the weekend. It is Friday. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You know, Germ, you're a wrestling guy, and I know you're obviously very, very familiar with DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. Good dude. It has been forever since he has been on the show. So I'm saying to you, we should do that. Yeah, let's get him back. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And I'll see if I've still got his cell number somewhere. I've got it somewhere. I swear to you, it's here somewhere. He doesn't really have handlers now. He just handles himself. So, no, we'll get that. Can we share what could be the most important piece of audio in the history of important pieces of audio? This is the first time in 12 days since she received the coronation as the Democrat Party nominee for president that Kamala Harris has deigned to speak to anyone unscripted. It was, it was ugly. Just share it, will you please?
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Yeah, go ahead. You really want to put your eggs in her basket, do you? Really? You want to roll the dice and hope that it all works out with her as the president of the United States? Gang, we've already seen what she has done and what she's capable of. Right? This is her administration. Let's not pretend that she all of a sudden is brand new. She's come out of nowhere, Jeff. Why, she came through the primaries. Oh, she came through all the primaries without getting a single solitary vote. She dropped out before she had to actually stand for election. And now she's just been handed the Democrat Party nomination. I'm not a Democrat, so maybe I'm not as upset as some are. If you're a Democrat, man, you ought to be livid. Yeah. But she's got your nomination. And I'm not inspired. There is a full court press, to cover up for her record, to rewrite her history. Now, there's one guy who is doing a really, really good job of uncovering this. Now, he's running for the United States Senate in Pennsylvania. Why is that important? Well, because he's running against this guy, Bob Casey, who is a very strong supporter of Kamala Harris. And you'll notice, we're going to play it. We have time here for cut number 10. This guy doesn't talk about, well, she was Indian one day, she was black the other day. Doesn't matter to him. That's not the issue. The issue is, where is she on legitimate issues? Where is she on actual concerns? Take a listen. And again, just ignore the whole very beginning, very end, because that's Bob Casey. Nobody cares. But cut number 10. I'm looking right at it, Germ. You wrote it. All right. Well, let me tell you what it is, and we'll absolutely go back and get it. We'll have it for Monday. It examines Kamala Harris's actual record, and that's what I think we ought to do. I hope that we will do that. She comes off like an airhead, no question about that. Right? I'm not saying anything nasty there. I'm just reporting that she comes off like she's an airhead. I don't think she is an error. I think she's very smart. But I don't think there's a lot of substance. I think it's a lot of style over substance. And she has been given so many special passes during her campaigns. And you're seeing a huge example of it right now. You and I both know that Joe Biden appointed her to be in charge of our border with Mexico. Everybody in America knows that. The media has now gone back and rewritten their own stories to take that away. So that if someone, as an example, were to jump online and look up Kamala Harris, border czar, or Kamala Harris appointed by Joe Biden to oversee the border, they would get the rewritten story instead of the actual story. those who are engaged in journalism today, in large part, especially in the national basis, the national level, have given up any pretense of being journalists. No integrity whatsoever. All right. Well, Germ, if we have time, then please let's take a listen to that.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She had 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, well, look, she's told us everything she's all about. I'll take her at her word, by the way. And if you think that your kids have an opportunity to get a good job or buy a house, you better rethink it. You better talk to them. That's Kamalanomics. She's a hardcore socialist. She always has been. There's nothing new here. She was always a very proud San Francisco radical leftist. Now that she's on the national stage, she's been forced on the stage. She's been forced on us. Now all of a sudden they're doing their best to rewrite history and hide the truth about her. We have about 95 days before the actual election day, and of course early voting begins in what, 60 days? I'm going to do my best to expose the truth and keep the light shined on her and hopefully save this country. 16 days from now, I'm headed to Israel, and I'm excited about the opportunities there. Today is Friday. You know what happens? I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. 16 days from now, I will get to hear Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem in Israel. It's Hebrew for the hope. We've played it every Friday since October the 7th. Have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully, God willing, we do it all again on Monday starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.